Good evening, brothers and sisters. It's really a privilege for me to preach the Word of God among you. The passage I adopted to preach tonight is Psalms 2, chapter 2. We know that chapter 1 and chapter 2 is seen as the introduction to the whole book of the Psalms. When I spent time to meditate on this introduction, my heart was greatly benefited. Chapter 1 tells us what the blessed man is. The blessed man is he who loves the word of God and meditates it day and night. God's promise for him is that in all he does, he prospers. The question is, what the blessed man is? We know it is Jesus Christ, because only Jesus was able to meditate on the law of God day and night. Only he can be called the righteous. The blessed man in chapter 2, we know he is the son, Lord's Mediatorial King. He is the Messiah, Jesus Christ. How to become a blessed man? The Psalm chapter 2 tells us that only through our Lord Jesus Christ, only through faith in Jesus Christ, we could be blessed men. Please open your Bible. I would like to read Psalm chapter 2. Please pay attention to the Word of God, infallible and inerrant, the Word of God. Psalm chapter 2. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, as for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be hungry, angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. This is the word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love in Jesus Christ toward us. We thank you that you draw us near to you to worship you tonight. We thank you for the word you give us. Lord, we ask you to open our ear and open our mind to understand your word, so that our heart, our life could be transformed by your word. We could be more and more like Jesus Christ. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are living in a radical time. People call white darkness and darkness white, call good evil and evil good. That is completely twisted word. compare with before. The world in which we live has been rapidly and completely secularizing. That people try to remove God totally from this world. Many Christians, when living in such kind of world, feel confused and frustrated. As a God's people, what shall we do and how do we respond to this corrupt world? They asked in their hearts. But as we studied scripture, we found that God didn't leave us in ignorance of the answer to such kind of question, such urgent question. We will see how God answered such kind of question in Psalms 2. So the theme I will preach tonight is, because Jesus is the Lord's anointed, as God's people, you should trust in His word and be wise to serve Him with a joyful and a trembling heart in this confusing world. I have 3 points here. First one is, as God's people, you should trust in the word of God to face the confusing world. The second one is, as God's people, you should trust in and tell of Jesus Christ, our mediatorial King. And the third point is, as God's people, you should be wise to serve Him, serve the Lord with joyful and trembling heart. First point, as God's people, you should trust in the Word of God to face the confusing world. Verse 1, 2, 3, why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. The first three verses describes us as a picture about the rebellion tumult of the nations on the earth. The earthly kings, rulers, and people conspire to free themselves from the authority of the Lord and His anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. Verse 3. The earthly people hate God and His anointed. They hate God and His anointed because they are of the world. What is the Lord's anointed here? The Lord's anointed means to be anointed, to be a king. The term the Lord's anointed first referred to David, king here, but ultimately point to that son of David, Jesus Christ. The first three verses of the psalm are a prophecy about nations who attacked and persecuted Jesus Christ. They see God and His mediatorial king as a burden and as a bondage. Therefore, they try burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from them. Verse 1 asks, why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? This question is don't need answer. This question just let us think about, even let the earthly king, earthly people think about, why do they rage? Then we could ask a question like this. How does God respond to the rebellious action of the nations? Verse 4 said, He who sits in the heavens laughs, and the Lord holds them in derision. This verse says, God laughs asked them, God loved the earthly king, earthly people, earthly ruler. Why he loves at them? Because the earthly king and the people are plotting a foolish thing. What they are trying to do is they never can accomplish. What they try to do eventually cause them to great trouble, to great punishment. And the one they opposed is the only one who can give them true freedom from sin and power, but they don't know. But they counsel together against him. How foolish, how ridiculous, how senseless they are. This is why God laughs at them. How do you respond to such kind of ridiculous word? Do you respond to the word like the God respond? And God not merely laugh at them, he also speak to them in his wrath, terrify them in his fury, saying, as for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. God revealed his decree to the nation. This is God's eternal decree revealed to the nations, revealed to us also. He has set his king on Zion, his holy hill. This is his eternal decree. Job, book of Job, verse chapter 20, 42, verse 2 says, I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Because our God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. In his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justness, goodness, and truth. So God's decree is the powerful weapon for us to deal with the challenging of the world. When we are facing the confused world, where can we find the tool or the weapon to respond? The word of God. His eternal decree is sure, is firm. What application we could make here? As God's people, we do not be like foolish, trying to live independently from God. This is what the modern world tries to do. They want to live life without God. They try to interpret everything without God. This is totally secularized the world. We live in such kind of world, but we know how to respond to. We have God in your heart. We have the word. This is not only impossible, but also evil and wicked before the Lord. Apostle Paul said, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. As I prepared this sermon, I reflected myself. I realized I sometimes foolish things. Foolish things, I sin against God. I sin against my family members. What I had to do? When I realized, I come to the Lord, ask for forgiveness. And when go to my family members or others I sin against, ask for forgiveness. I don't want to live in the foolish things. So this is why we should deal with the foolish. We should do not be foolish. Sometimes realize or not, sometimes we want to live. We live like independent from God. From God. Actually, it's not. Everything we interpret in Jesus Christ, in the Word of God. So as God's people, when we face any challenge from the world, immorality or politicals always return back to Jesus Christ and His word. In Him, we will never lose the hope. Brothers and sisters, actually, even though today is very ridiculous, the time is ridiculous, but when you read chapter 2, you could see there, the picture already there. Our God already deal with such kind of things. We should deal the ridiculous time and word like our God did. Second point, as God people, you should trust in and tell of Jesus Christ, our mediatorial King in this world. Verse 7 to 9. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nation your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel." Verse 7 through 9 is a prophecy regarding Jesus Christ's ministry on the earth. His ministry, what is his ministry? Jesus' ministry is tell the decree of the Lord. What is decree of the Lord? The Lord's decree is, the Lord said to me, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." What Jesus taught, what Jesus did when he on the earth, he tell who he are to the people. He is the mediatorial King. He is a Savior. He is Savior. The Son here does not refer to the second person of the Trinity. It refers to a title, that is Messiah or Christ. When Jesus perfectly observed the law of God, even to die and died on the cross for our sin, God raised him from the dead and gave him all the authority in heaven and on earth. He became a King of kings and Lord of lords. He is our mediatorial King. What does it mean by the title of the Son? On the one hand, he is the mediatorial King. When he was raised from the dead and saw his disciples, he said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." He received all the authority from God the Father, and he is sitting his right hand to rule above all the earth right now. He is our mediatorial King. He by his cross deliver his people. The love of cross deliver his people from the power of sin and death. He is our mediatorial King. All the authority has given to him. So even though we go through this difficult time, but we do not fear because we know God, our Lord Jesus Christ, still in control. On the other hand, he is the great judge. He will judge the whole earth by his equity at the last day. At that time, he will break the enemies with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Our Jesus Christ is a great judge, great judge. This is what Jesus preached when he walked on the earth. Tell of the decree of the Lord. Let me ask a question for you. Did Jesus cease his ministry after he went to God the Father? Did Jesus cease his ministry The answer is absolutely not. He is continuing his ministry, but he continuing his ministry through the church, his body, through you and I. In Acts chapter 4, verse 25 to 30, the apostle prayed after releasing from the prison for the gospel. They prayed this way. Sovereign Lord, who made heaven and earth and the sea and everything in them, who through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said, by the Holy Spirit, why did the Gentiles reach and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers were gathering together against the Lord and against his anointed. For truly in this city they were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, who you anointed, both Herod and Pontius, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, to do whatsoever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now look upon their threats and grant to your servant what? To continue to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and workers and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant. The couple phrases is so important. Here is a ask Lord grant to his servant to continue to speak his word. Continue to speak his word. The word they preach is Jesus Christ preached. Another phrase is the name of your holy servant. In this prayer, apostles pray for boldness. Pray for boldness for what? For continue to speak the word of the Lord. Jesus is the Son. He is the anointed of the Lord. Through the signs and wonders they performed in the name of Jesus Christ. They performed the signs and wonders not in their own name, but in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Today, when we share the gospel, to your neighbor or your friends, we talk about Jesus Christ. He is the King. He is the Mediatorial King. He is the Savior. He is our Lord. The key phrase is through the name of your holy servant Jesus. What does it mean when we say we do such kind of thing in the name of Jesus Christ? I think about the phrase in the name of Jesus Christ. Probably every day you say this phrase several times or many times. I do these things in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. When you say that, what does it mean for you? That means Jesus Christ's name is manifested through your life. Through your life. You do things in the name of Jesus Christ. If you do the things or wrong things, you cannot say, I do such kind of things in Jesus' name. Only you do good. Glorify God. The things glorify God, you say, I do things in Jesus' name. When we do things in Jesus' name, we proclaim Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. The same thing. In such kind of way, you tell of Jesus, who is the anointed of the Lord. Only through him, in him, all work could be accepted by God. You should proclaim the Lord with boldness to this rebellions, in this rebellious world. Third point, as God's people, you should be wise to serve the Lord with joyful and trembling heart. Verse 10 to 12. Now therefore, all kings, be wise, be warned, all rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Now, therefore, this phrase means, based on what has been said above, let us do this. David, by the Holy Spirit, invited the kings and the rulers to kiss the Son. Kiss is a mark of submission. When David invited kings and rulers to kiss the Son, he invited them to believe in Jesus Christ. This is a gospel invitation, inviting them to repent, faith, and obedience to the Son, lest he be angry, and you will perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. David warned the kings and the rulers, if they delay repenting and believe in Jesus Christ, or if they continuing to do against the Lord, the result is that they will perish in the way. On the other hand, David also warned kings and the rulers to be wise, serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. I spent much more time to think about how joyful heart and trembling heart go together. Based on a general thinking, fear and joy are two incompatible things. But it is not true for Christian. Fear is the basic attitude for Christian to the Lord. Without fear of the Lord, there is no understanding, no wisdom. Because fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we as God's children, our fear is not out of punishment, but out of love. At the same time, joy is a mark of Christian life filled with the Holy Spirit. I have a friend, when we conversed together several months ago, he told me, how do you know a believer is a true believer? Only to see whether he or she has a joyful heart. If he or she has a joyful heart, you could surely know they are true believer, because joy is a mark of a true believer. I don't know whether it's right or wrong, but I know joy is a very important thing for Christian life. So as a God's people, we should be wise, serve the Lord with a joyful and trembling heart. No matter what circumstance you are facing, rejoice always in the Lord. This is the God's will for you in Jesus Christ. Let us come to the conclusion. How do we respond to the rebellious world we are facing today? I believe there are at least three things we can do. First, do not be frustrated and believe that although the world rages against the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ is still in charge of all the things. He is the one who let all things work together for good for those who love God. Second, faithfully and perseveringly tell of the gospel. Proclaim Jesus is the Lord and Christ. Third, serve the Lord with joyful and trembling heart. If we do all these things, we become the one who take refuge in Him. We become the blessed man, just as the scripture says in the last sentence. Blessed are all those who take refuge in Him. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your word. Guide us to live, to love, to do the ministry on the earth. Lord, we ask Holy Spirit continue work in your heart. Teach us, bring us into the truth so that we could know how to live in this time, how to glorify your name with our whole life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.